Texas. Glad that you came down. You got lots of friends here. Take a look around.
Texas Music Time bei Country Radio Switzerland. Herzlich willkommen, sagt Bruno Michel, euer Longtail Texan. Heute kommen wir zum zweiten Teil von diesen 150 All-Time Best Country Songs, zumindest gemäß der Webseite savingcountrymusic.com. Wir spielen alle Texaner, die sie die Liste geschafft haben, logischerweise. Heute kommen Platz 84 bis 21 in absteigender Reihenfolge. Und die nächste Woche dann der Rest der Texaner, die es unter Top 20 geschafft hat. Natürlich sind so Listen immer sehr subjektiv. Ich habe das beim ersten Teil schon gesagt, es hat einige Titel, wo du kannst fragen, was da in der Suche haben. Andererseits ist es einfach coole Musik. Auf Platz 84 zum Beispiel hat es geschafft, der Johnny Horton mit einem Titel, wo der Jimmy Driftwood in den 50er Jahren geschrieben hat, und der Johnny hat dann 1959 zum Hit vom Jahr gemacht in den Billboard Charts, Battle of New Orleans.
Took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire our muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Ja, und wer jetzt meint, ja, aber der Johnny Horton, der kommt doch aus Kalifornien. Ja, klar, wegen dem ist er gleich an einem Autounfall oder bei einem Autounfall vielmehr in Milano, Texas verstorben. Zudem ist er da relativ häufig auftreten zu seiner Zeit, also passt schon. Wer hat denn gesagt, dass all seine Ex-Frauen in Texas leben und darum gingen nach Tennessee? 1987 war es, Platz Nummer 1 in der Hitparade, George Strait, All My Exes Live in Texas.
Push her breath. Sweet Eileen's never lean. She forgot I hung the man. And Allison's in Galveston somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is a place I didn't love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and that's why it brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation, I go there each night, but I always come back to myself long before daylight. All my exes live in Texas, Texas is a place I didn't love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and therefore I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding, it's been rumored that I died, but I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
Ihr 25 Studioalben, 6 Nummer 1 Hits, ja, ist eine ziemliche Leistung, vor allem wenn du das gemacht hast bevor den 80er und 90er Jahren. Natürlich kein Vergleich mit dem George Strait, aber Barbara Mandrell hat genau das gemacht. Die Dame aus Houston, Texas, ist auch schon 69. Und 1979 ist der Song, der jetzt kommt, auf Platz 1 der US Country Charts gestanden. Und auf unserer All-Time-Besten-Liste, respektive auf der von SavingCountryMusic.com, ist er auf Platz 82. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
if it means living without you. I don't wanna be wrong if it means sleeping alone at night. I don't wanna be right. Loving you is wrong. I don't wanna be right. Loving you is wrong. No, I don't wanna.
Ja, die gute Barbara Mandrell natürlich immer auch im Pop-Sektor anzutreffen gsi und von dort her eben tönt das auch nicht zwingend nach Country. Schon eher nicht in die Liste, denke ich, passt der Titel, der jetzt kommt, nämlich Leanne Womack und Sons of the Desert mit dem Titel I Hope You Dance. Der ist ein guter Song, finde ich, aber eben All-Time-Best-Liste, ne. 2000 ist auf Platz 1 in den Billboard-Charts. I Hope You Dance.
Love.
Dance, Leanne Womack, Platz Nummer 81 in deren All-Time-Bestliste. Schon innen drin passen die nächsten auf Platz 79, nämlich die Oak Ridge Boys. 1981 ist die Single rausgekommen, die jetzt hier kommt. Und wer jetzt meint Oak Ridge Boys, Texas? Hey, hallo, Dwayne Allen, Leadsänger aus Texas. So, Oak Ridge Boys, Elvira.
Elvira.
Mau, mau, ja, dann halt. Also gut. Jetzt kommt ein kleines Quiz. Es geht um ein Quartett. Drei von dem Quartett sind aus Texas, einer aus Tennessee. Und jetzt kommt die grosse Frage. Wer? Zwei davon, von diesen drei Texanern, leben noch. Die anderen zwei sind verstorben. Machen wir es kurz. Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, still alive, Johnny Cash und Waylon Jennings verstorben. Die Highwaymen haben sie in dieser Liste auf Platz 75 geschafft mit dem Titel Highwaymen.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide.
a place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around, and around.
I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again.
Johnny Russell und Vonnie Morrison haben in den Anfang 60er Jahren, ist es glaube ich, oder Ende 50er, einen Titel geschrieben, wo der Buck Owens dann anfangs von den 60er zum Hit gemacht hat. Gelandet ist der Titel auf Platz 74, Buck Owens Act Naturally.
They're gonna put me in the movies, they're gonna make the big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely, and all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally. About a man that's sad and lonely, and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. Movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, and then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally.
Jetzt kommen wir zu Big Bad John, ein Titel aus dem Jahr 1961, geschrieben von Jimmy Dean und dem Roy Acuff. Der Jimmy Dean hat dann auch entsprechend zum Erfolg gemacht, Platz 73 in der All-Time-Bestenliste. Übrigens Big Bad John aufgenommen worden von zahllosen Künstlern, darunter sogar Schweizer. In den 70er Jahren Pfuri, Gorbs und Knirri, das sind die gewesen, die da mit dem ganzen Müll Musik gemacht haben. Plastiksäcke und Abfalleimer und alles Wüste. Schaut mal online nach, findet ihr sogar noch ein Video dazu. Big Bad John, Jimmy Dean.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save. Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Jimmy Dean aus Plainview, Texas. Das ist dort oben an Lubbock im Panhandle von Texas. Der nächste, der kommt aus der Golfküstengegend, hat sich kürzlich zurückgezogen, weil er sich um die Familie kümmern will. Der Kenny Rogers, von dem haben wir es da. Der ist nämlich auf Platz 70 gelandet von dieser All-Time-Bestenliste. Im November 1978 hat der Songwriter Don Schlitz das grosse Kessel gemacht, wo der Kenny Rogers genau diesen Song in die Charts gebracht hat, The Gambler.
Hey country music fans, this is radio station from Switzerland that brings you the best country music 24 hours a day, www.countryradio.ch. This is Kenny Rogers.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
Auch ziemlich stutz gemacht hat der Songwriter Bob McDill, wo der Waylon Jennings Amanda aufgenommen hat von ihm. Zuerst ist der Song 1973 von Don Williams in die Charts gekommen, dann 1974 hat nochmal der Waylon Jennings. Gelandet sind sie auf Platz 69 von der All-Time-Bestenliste, da ist der Waylon.
I've held it all inward, God knows I've tried, but it's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. To look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on my shoulders, the age in my eyes. Amanda, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, the light of my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Now I'm over 30, still wearing jeans. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Thank you.
Unzählige Künstler haben den Titel aufgenommen, der jetzt kommt, nämlich «She Thinks I Still Care», geschrieben von Dickie Lee und Steve Duffy Anfang der 60er Jahre. Und die wohl bekannteste Version, die kommt vom Possum, von George Jones aus dem Jahr 1962. Platz 66, übrigens in der all-time-besten Liste dafür der George Jones. Platz Nummer 62 ist dann wieder an Waylon Jennings gegangen mit dem Titel, den der Bobby Emmons und der Chips Moman geschrieben haben. Und ob die zwei jemals in Luckenbach gewesen sind, weiss ich nicht. Wie der eine kommt aus Mississippi und der andere kommt aus Georgia. Vielleicht, man weiß es nicht. Jedenfalls hat der Waylon 1977 die Hymnen aufgenommen, die Luckenbach weltweit bekannt gemacht hat.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars that tune good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luckenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring and buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's to the basics of love. Let's go to Luke and Bach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luke and Bach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Luke and Bach, Texas, Willie and Waylon and boys. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luke and Bach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Ja, früher hätte es dir durchaus können passieren, dass du am Sonntagnachmittag in Luckenbach gehockt bist und zugelassen hast, wem auch immer das gerade gespielt hat. Und dann ist irgendwann der Willi auftaucht und hat auch noch eins mitgesungen. Wenn er heute auftaucht, dann hat es rund um Barrikaden und Security mit dem Grund, warum Luckenbach entschieden hat, dass er kein 4th of July Picknick mehr vom Willi dort durchführen wollen. Der Aufwand ist schlicht und ergreifend gross für so ein Familienunternehmen, wie das in Luckenbach der Fall ist. Patsy Cline haben wir doch da schon wieder Platz 61 auf der All-Time-Besten-Liste von SavingCountryMusic.com. Die war aber nicht die erste gewesen, die den Titel aufgenommen hat, der jetzt kommt, nämlich Sweet Dreams, sondern die eher gehört am Farron Young. Aber der Patsy, ihre Version, ist eben die bekanntere geworden und die erfolgreichere. Da ist sie. About you. für die, die es nicht sollten wissen, Patsy Cline natürlich keine Texanerin, aber sie ist ein Mitglied von der Texas Cowgirl Hall of Fame und damit hat sie da mehr als nur ihre Berechtigung. Der nächste ist ein Songwriter, der dutzende Hits geschrieben hat für unzählige Künstler, aber die wenigsten wissen, dass er auch selber ziemlich ein guter Sänger war. Immerhin 4 CDs sind rausgekommen zwischen 1966 und 1971 von Dallas Frazier. Er ist auf Platz Nummer 59 gelandet von der All-Time-Bestenliste mit seinem Titel California Cottonfields.
When I was just a child in Mama's arms, my daddy plowed the ground and prayed that someday we could leave his rundown mortgaged Oklahoma farm. Then one night I heard my daddy saying to my mama that he'd finally saved enough for us to go. California was his dream of paradise, for he had seen pictures in magazines that told him so. California cotton fields, where labor camps were full of worried men with broken dreams. California cotton fields was as close to wealth as daddy ever came. Sold or left behind, from daddy's plow to the fruit that mama canned. Some folks came to say farewell and see what all we had for sale, but some just came to shake my daddy's hand. The Model A was loaded down and California bound, and the change of luck was just 4 days away. But the only change that I remember seeing for my daddy was when his dark hair turned silver gray. California cotton fields, where labor camps were full of worried men with broken dreams. California cotton fields was as close to wealth as daddy ever came.
Wir sind im zweiten Teil von der All-Time-Besten 150 Songliste von SavingCountryMusic.com und ich habe alle Texaner rausgesucht, die sie die Liste geschafft haben, respektive Texaner, die Songs gesungen haben, die es in die Liste geschafft hat. So, hätten wir das auch geklärt und wir kommen zum Platz Nummer 55. Der ist mit einem Titel besetzt, den der Neffe von Ernest Tubb geschrieben hat, nämlich Waltz Across Texas. Und ich habe da die Duett-Version ausgesucht von Ernest Tubb und Cal Smith.
When we dance together, my world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true.
And when you look at me,